I don't really know, but there was a chimney of some sort there. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that chimney called a smokestack? The interesting thing is that there are three words, and the meanings of these words keep shifting. Smokestack, flue, and chimney. And it seems to me that...
We would have called it a flue, because we had a flue from a cook stove through the building out. The stove flue.
And that was not supported? Or that was supported just by the roof? Is that...
A flue would be... In the wooden cook stove, we had this round tin pipe that sat down on the stove. And this went up through the roof, but you had a brick thing bricked up for fire.
That would be on the roof?
That would be from the ceiling of the house to the roof. This area would be going through your attic or your loft, we'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
Out, and then your tin extended on up over the house, and that was called a flue.
That's
a
flue. And I wonder if the unsupported chimney, just a kind of pipe on the evaporator or whatever it was not the smokestack then.
I don't know. I don't remember that part of it.
And on the table, where did you keep
molasses pitcher?
And around a barrel, you had your staves going up, and what kept the staves pulled in?
Around the barrel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Metal things?
Yeah. Hoops, I think.
Barrel
hoop.
Pull it tight.
Mm-hmm. It would be called a barrel hoop, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Other things on the table... Do you have any glass bottles with glass in the top to stop them? Or what did you use?
Well, vinegar cruet would have a little bottle with a top in it for vinegar. Mm-hmm. Vinegar cruet.
Would that be a stopple or a stopper?
That would be a stopper.
Stopper.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And if you didn't have glass for the stopper, you'd have a...
cork.
It was common, easy to come by.
Mm-hmm. And your cork was very, all your bottles and things were stopped up with cork.
And did you ever hear anybody call the thing that's wide at the top and narrow so that you can fill a bottle? You ever hear that called a tunnel?
No, funnel.
Always a funnel.
Always a funnel.
It's an interesting variation.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
And you mentioned croaker sacks. What other sacks do you recall?
Well, we had the croaker sack. That was a burlap thing. I don't ask me where the word croaker came from. It was referred to as a croaker sack. A paper sack, which was something very rare at our house because but few groceries we might have had to buy always came home in a box, usually a little wooden box. And then the flour sack. Now, they were usually but they were all still sacks, but they were, a flour sack was, used to come in very white domestic, which was later made into dish towels. We referred to it as a drying towel.
I see. And that was a pretty good grade?
Yes, real good grade.
We talked about different kinds of land. This area really doesn't have anything that's known or referred to as anything more than a hill, is that right?
No, they aren't.